Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show, where we get personal about the news and the culture. Shout out to all the underdogs, to my people, and even the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You made it to the right place if, and that's only if, you like politics, a special blend, special mix of politics, of culture, and personal development that I like to put up all in the blender. Mix it all up, and it spits out a special delivery of underdog stuff. You know what we do here. We talk about the uns, the unbelievable, the underrated, the unjust, the unavoidable, the uninhibited, the unsaid. You get it by now, underdog stuff. And as always, every week to take you on that journey, you have your host, Gregory Neesmith. That would be me, entrepreneur, business consultant, leadership coach, content creator, a bunch of stuff. But when it's all said and done, I just like to say I'm into spreading special stuff and grateful to get to do that every week with you guys here on the air live at WHCR 90.3 FM, the voice of Harlem. But this thing, it ain't just a radio show. It's a podcast because I know folks got stuff to do on Sunday, so you can't always listen live. So it's available on iTunes, Podomatic, Google Play, Stitcher, all that stuff. There's an article series because some folks don't want to listen or watch. They just want to read some stuff. So there's the Underdog Writes article series. But we do this in a bunch of ways. But this is probably my most favorite part of the journey, is being able to connect with you underdogs out there live. And what do we do here? Well, this ain't CNN. This ain't MSNBC. It's not the Wall Street Journal. It's not Rolling Stones. It's not The Hill. It's not Fox News. They cover the news. They commentate about the news. But here at the Gregory Neesmith Show, we do that and we get personal about it. So let's get personal about the news and the culture. What's been on my mind? A couple things been on my mind. And maybe they've been on your mind too. One of them is, God loves you, and so do I. God loves you, and so do I, maybe. All right, let's get into it. God loves you, and so do I, maybe. Maybe. The other day, someone asked me a question that I'm sure you get asked all the time, but, you know, it comes up. Whether it's going out on dates, whether it's just meeting some new people who are friends, coworkers, people, you know, want to get to know you. One of the things that comes up is religion. And I got asked the other day by someone, are you religious? And I remember thinking to myself that I said, well, you know, I used to go to church. I'm more spiritual than religious. Am I religious? Kinda, I think, yeah. And I started thinking, why was I struggling with such a simple question? It's like, yes or no, are you religious or not? It's like, yes, I am, or no, I'm not. And I'm here explaining my past, what I did as a kid, what I do now. And I just was like, why am I doing this? I just couldn't give a straight answer. Then I started thinking, are there any other topics where I do this, where I get slippery, clever, I'm thinking about my past. And so if someone asked me, do you drive? I wouldn't answer with, well, you know, I used to go to driver's school. When I was growing up, my parents taught me how to drive. I wouldn't say that. I just say, yes, I can drive, or no, I can't. Do you work? I would never answer, well, you know, I used to have a job. I used to work. I used to do chores when I was a kid growing up. But yet with religion, someone asked me a present day question and I started talking about what I did as a kid. Well, you know, I used to go to church. My parents raised me Baptist. It's a simple yes or no question. Do you go to church? Are you religious? Are you not? I should say yes or no, and instead I'm all over the place. But maybe I'm just the only one. But, you know, for me, religion's kind of funky. I didn't get to choose it. And it's weird, right? I know I didn't get to choose to be black. We get that. That's, you know, inherited. Like, I didn't choose to be a male. Like, you know, that happens. I'm born that way. But it's almost as if my religion is something that I'm born with too, because I don't get to choose. Whatever my parents are, that's what I am. Until I guess I get old enough to be asked the question, are you religious? And then I don't even have a good answer. But religion's always been funky for me. Because to me, weird things happen in religious contexts, at churches. And for me, I'm talking from experience of Christian. I was raised Baptist and Christianity. Look, I still haven't answered the question, am I religious or not? See, I'm still struggling it, but I'll answer that. I'll get to that. And I'm curious, are you religious or not? What's your answer to that when people ask you? Do you start talking about what you did as a kid and how you were raised and not answering like what the answer is present day? But religion's always been funky to me, which, like I said, got me thinking. God loves you and so do I. Maybe. So I'm 10 years old and I take my normal walk to Sunday school. My parents didn't really go to church that much growing up, but they wanted me to make sure I got some experience with religion, with Christianity, being in the church, learning the word of God. And so when I was younger, I would walk to the neighborhood church and I would go to Sunday school because the actual service to me was like long. It seemed kind of boring. But Sunday school was made for me. It was age appropriate. It was all about the kids. And so I'll never forget, we're doing a lesson about who goes to heaven and kids should be saved and they should believe in God and then they get to go to heaven. And I'm like, okay, that sounds cool, I guess, you know, the afterlife. You know, I'm 10, like, cool. We going someplace after this thing called life. Sounds like a cool thing. But I'll never forget the Sunday school teacher telling me that if there's kids or people around the world that aren't saved, don't believe in God, they don't get to go to heaven. And I was like, what? That don't sound good. And then being the curious kid, the smart ASS kid that I could be sometimes, class clown, being someone who would question authority, and just if something didn't sit right with my peace of mind, I would say something. I'm 10, you know, kids just say what's on their mind. So I said to the Sunday school teacher, I'm like, hey, hold up. This doesn't make any sense to me. I'm like, I've heard of these things called missions or missionaries where we as Christians and we go out and we spread the word of God. We save people and then they find Jesus and then they can get into heaven. And then I started doing the math in my head. Now, mind you, I'm a 10-year-old, so I wasn't doing like real math, but follow along. Just use my common sense. And I said to the Sunday school teacher, I said, ma'am, I'm just thinking, I don't think we have enough missionaries that we can get to all the kids and people around the world in time to save them. So you mean that folks are not going to make it to heaven because we couldn't get to them all? That didn't make sense to me. Made me feel sad, too, that I'm a part of this group, this thing called church, this thing called religion. And supposedly, if someone doesn't believe in it, that they don't get this bonus thing called heaven. And I'm thinking, well, that ain't cool because we can't even get to everybody in the world to even let them know about this thing. And so it felt odd to me that that would be one of the stipulations or requirements of this thing that I was a part of. And so from then on, Christianity, it all felt weird to me. It felt at odds with just my common sense. But you know, God loves you and so do I. Maybe. And then I got a little older in my teen years. You start learning about slavery and things like that. And they say, you know, we went and got the African slaves as part of religious missions and to save the Africans from themselves and we can bring them to America. And so I'm just like, this Christianity thing just is weird. It's enslaving people in the name of God. There's just wars supposedly that have happened over the years. And on top of that, people who don't believe aren't going to heaven. What if they never even found out about it? Just didn't make sense to me. Just didn't make sense to me. Now, with that said, though, it's Sunday. I'm in Harlem. And there's a lot of historic churches here. So I'm you know, let me at least give a shout out to, I get some of the good about church, the community, the fellowship, the support you receive, the good music that you get to hear. Well, and you know, that's church by church. Not all churches have good music. But there's good things about it, so I get it. We all want to belong. I want to belong, be a part of groups, tribes, communities. I get it. And so I understand that people want to still do the church thing, do the religion thing. They want to make sure they have members. They want to make sure that they spread the word of God. They want to have people on their team giving them salvation. Which brings me to the unjust or just right news story of the week that caught my attention. In Columbia, Maryland, it was reported that last week the prayer might have went something like, "Please, God, give me salvation and a car." That might have been the prayer. "Please, God, give me salvation and a car." And that's because that prayer may have been uttered by more than a few people at the Maryland church on Sunday. That's because Destiny Church in Columbia, Maryland, handed out 5 used cars to demonstrate God's goodness and to attract new members. The Washington Post reported that the church gave away the cars to increase attendance at its new location. It opened up a new location. We're going to bring them out for salvation and cars. It was the first Sunday at a building in a strip mall for the 7-year-old non-denominational church, but its first week or first Sunday in its new location. And Pastor Stephen Chandler said the predominantly African-American church normally draws about 1,100 people a week. But this week, the church gave away 2,200 tickets in advance for 3 services. The car will bring them out. The church added a 4th service, which meant it had to buy another car to give away. And the 5th car was given to a family in need. First few cars given to just random new folks that showed up. And at least they gave one to a family in need. God loves you. And so do I. Maybe. Underdogs. Is it just me? Or does this feel unjust? Or maybe you're like, it's just right. You got to do what you got to do to get the people in the pew. I didn't intend for that to rhyme, but it did. So I went with it. Is this all good? It's just doing whatever it takes to have people find the love of Christ and Jesus and religion and God. Or are they doing too much? And let me know. Are you religious or not? And are you feeling what Destiny's Church did? You get a car and you get a car and you get a car and you get salvation. Everybody gets salvation. We'll talk about it. Are you religious? I want to hear from you. Maybe you have a better answer than I do. But with that said, I get it. Folks want to belong to things, tribes, communities. Shoot, people want to belong to cults. People want to belong. Don't want to be alone in the world. So sometimes we do stuff to, you know, bring people in. So I was sharing about a story where in Maryland, Destiny Church was giving away cars and salvation to build up its membership. How you feel about it? Unjust, but just right. Going to the Facebook Live, Christine says she's trying not to be religious, but striving to have a personal relationship with Jesus and be more like him. still a work in progress.
Okay. I'm not mad at that. So
she's trying not to be religious, but striving to have a personal relationship with Jesus and be more like him.
Okay, I hear that, and I appreciate that. Thank you for checking in, Christine.
She also writes, I think God will make provisions for those people, and I think she's referring to the fact that when I was in Sunday school and a little kid, I was taken aback when the Sunday school teacher told me that if there were people in the world who didn't believe in God, they weren't going to heaven. I'm like, that can't be. We can't even get enough missionaries to go reach everybody. Just on a fairness level, it's just unfair that somebody can't get into heaven because they didn't even hear about Christianity. Didn't make sense to me. As a 10-year-old, I was like, these people are crazy. That's a bad rule. It's just not even practical. So that was my first interaction with, man, this religion thing, it's got some cool pieces, but it's got some funky rules and beliefs. Christine says, in reference to the church that's giving away cars, you get a car and you get a car and everybody gets salvation. She says, I ain't mad at it. People are always complaining about how pastors are rolling up in expensive cars and clothes while the congregation is still poor. At least they are giving back to the community. Okay. I hear that. I'm gonna let that sink in. I see where you're going with that, Christine. I ain't mad at that. I will say, though, couple things. First, let me attempt to answer the question of, am I religious or not? I think the answer is, and I heard someone say this the other day, so it's going to be my new answer. I'm culturally Baptist. I believe in the power of prayer. I believe in coming together and having the support that I often receive being part of the church. I believe in the fellowship, the good food, the music, the singing, the events and things we do in the community. I do believe in that. So culturally, I am Baptist, but I am not religious. And that would probably be my most straightforward answer instead of going into all the slippery slide and clever backstory of what I used to do as a kid. What I do now is I'm culturally Baptist and I'm not religious. And it feels, you know, a little angst even saying that out loud because I'm not sure if I've ever said that exact words to my parents. And I'm not even sure where they stand on it at this point when it comes to religious versus spiritual versus God versus Christianity. Is that the only way, the right way? But I know they believe in a lot of the principles of Christianity. Even though I think people have poorly executed Christianity over the years. That's just my opinion. But it got me to thinking, though. Where am I being, or I should say, doing the most? Trying to get someone to love me, get someone to like me, get someone to want to do business with me, get someone to want to be in a relationship with me. Am I doing too much? I mean, it's okay to offer snacks at church, but should I have to offer a car? It's okay to get drinks on a first date, but should I have to fly them to a Caribbean island for a weekend? Where are you doing too much to get somebody to come to your, figuratively speaking, to your church, to be a member of your congregation? Am I giving away the wrong things? Giving people money, buying them expensive things just so they can be around me. Maybe I just should try letting them get to know me as opposed to giving them a car. And then lastly, they gave away new cars to random people that just showed up off the street. They said the congregation is normally thousands, about 1,000 people every week. And they let some random 4 or 5 people just walk up in their church and get a car and go home. Probably didn't even have to do the walk and say they want God to be their savior and become a member that day. They just got a new car. Where are you taking care of the new people and neglecting the people who've been rolling with you? I bet you there were some current members who should have got some cars before just random people showing up. But maybe that's just me. Maybe that's how you roll. Maybe you give all the good stuff to all the new people and just neglect the people who've been rolling with you for a long time. I don't know. Maybe some of those
car should have went to the current congregation, not just random people who showed up because they heard they were giving away cars and salvation. Let me know what you think. Are you religious? And unjust or just right, giving away cars to random people to come to your church for some salvation. I say unjust. I think it's doing too much. I don't mind people incentives, sweepstakes, giveaways, showing people love, the goodness of God. I get that. But for me, it's unjust because I think it's over the top. And on top of that, if you're going to do it, I would have liked to see them do it for their current members, folks who've been rolling with them, been rolling with God, rolling with the church, rolling with the congregation, show them some love. That's just me. What are your thoughts?
Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote, underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.